Everybody. So how many in here are seniors with theses or considering grad school? Okay, that's good. You guys are, first, when I was a student at this conference, I wish I had had this talk or this session, but it's really good that the Student Conference Planning Committee was able to get it. I'm talking today on LaTeX. How many know what LaTeX is? Wow, it's a lot more than I thought. Okay, so for those of you that don't know what it is, hopefully this will give an overview, but it saved my life when I was finishing up my thesis this past summer. So I was used to be a Microsoft Word junkie when it came to big papers with figures and tables and all that. However, if you know Microsoft Word, sometimes the figures and the tables can be not easy to work with. So LaTeX was the tool that I was able to use. So what it is, it's a commonly used alternate to Word in the scientific community to produce documents. The easiest way I tell people to think of it is coding your documents now. LaTeX has its own syntax. There is a little bit of a learning curve, but once you learn it, it's really easy to grasp and become an expert in it. Also, Google, as Kevin and everybody else will iterate, can help immensely. There are several different types of editors you can use with LaTeX. I'm going to show you the most basic editor. That's the one I used. However, there are more advanced editors out there. Some of them will actually complete the syntax for you. Unfortunately, if you go get that, I can't be of any assistance to you because I don't know how those work. And the nice thing is, once you output your file or your document, everything is professional looking. You won't have any errors in the margins, unless you coded something wrong, but it looks very nice. The figures are all neat. The captions are neat with the figures and tables, and etc. So this is just an example of the basic editor with the output, and this is actually from my thesis. So the way you can do LaTeX is you can have one document that reads, or one tech file that reads in multiple tech files, and then you just hit run, and you're just editing you can make like a flowchart. So you can have your sub-tech documents feed into one, and then you just run it, and it produces, like, my thesis was over 100 pages. So I hit the go button for one, and it produced all this. So as you can see on the editor, basically the syntax is in blue. So you can see how here where I'm separating paragraphs, and I'm literally just inserting the text. I don't have to indent, accept, or anything. You just let it know. This is what it's like to code a figure. You just begin figure in figure. And there's keywords to use, key syntax to use, etc. And then you can do different sections like I have here. So you can, and then when you hit play, this little green button, this is the Windows version, by the way. It generates out this nice PDF document, which takes care of the work, the page numbering. I'll tell you a little bit more here in a second, but you can see the figure inputted nicely. It makes handling references 10 times easier also. So these are some strengths and weaknesses that I learned. Ideally, it's a strength for theses, journal articles, and manuscripts, especially when it comes to figures and tables. And the nice thing about AMS, AGU, and a lot of the major journals out there is they already have pre-made templates for you to use. So all you have to do is literally put in your figures and put in your text. It makes doing equations very easy as well. Do you know Microsoft has that equation editor, which can be a little stickler? You begin and end an equation just like the figures here. There's some key syntax, but it makes doing really big equations, especially in our field, super easy. Like I said, many templates have already been created, so all you have to do is download the templates. The other thing is when I said the bibliography, if you're using a citation management software such as like Mendeley or Zartero. There's a couple management softwares out there that'll keep track of your references, and then you can literally output a file that's read by the tech software, and your references are done if you're using a template, and you don't have to go mess with all the formatting. Some weaknesses that I encountered is there is a little bit of a learning curve, but once you get hold of the syntax, or if you're really good at coding and you're able to look at the template and understand how it works logically, you'll pick up on it easily. LaTeX right now only really generates a PDF version. There are packages you can install, much like other programming languages, you can download libraries or packages. LaTeX works the same way. On the main one, it outputs as PDF. So if your professor or somebody wants you to turn in a Word document or a document or some other weird format, you may have to see if there's a package out there. Otherwise, you just get the standard PDF, which is very well liked in our field. So this is just some how to get started. I have the basic editors for the Windows and the Macs. I also, in the supplemental material, help you set up your packages. How to basically, when you're running, if you're using a package, all you have to do is hit yes install, or it'll already come pre-installed on the Mac side. There's also, like I said, use tutorials on the internet to get started. That's what I did. And then I've listed some resources right there, which are also on the slide deck and I think in the supplemental materials.